as much as it sounds crazy for me to be like, I went on like over 400 dates. Like now I feel like that was like one of the best life experiences I've ever had because it completely changed the way that I see like social circumstances.
When I was growing up, I was always told that I was too much to handle. I was too loud, too opinionated, too demanding, just plain too much. Now, as an adult, I celebrate these qualities within myself and within the women I know. This is a call to action. This is a space to own your too muchness. This is too much to handle. I'm Hannah Cranston, the host of Too Much to Handle, where we talk about the amazing, the raw, the ugly, the painfully funny, and just plain real truth behind being a woman in your 20s and 30s. These are the conversations you're already having behind closed doors about everything from sex and dating, career pros and woes, to body issues. And we're just airing them. They might be too much to handle, but that's what we like. And today I'm going to be way too much with Bustle editor slash badass and the creator and host of UCB's Late Night with Jimmy Fallopian Tubes, Erica Abdelatif. Hi, Erica.
Hi, Hannah.
Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year. So glad to be here with you.
How are you feeling in this new year? Are you feeling bright and bushy-tailed? Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed? I think that's the idiom.
I am feeling bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, but I also feel like this year I'm trying to manage my expectations a little bit. Oh. Not get too, you know, because we all know how New Year's resolutions go. So I don't want to put too much pressure on 2019. Mm. I just want 2019 to roll out the way that 2019 wants to roll out.
Interesting. Just let it happen.
You're
surrendering.
I'm surrendering. I don't need to put all this weight on one year.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. And I think sometimes when you let go, good things come your way.
Exactly.
And guys, guess what? I have a good thing that is coming your way.
Oh.
Three lucky listeners have the opportunity to win $50 for the charity of their choice and $50 to spend however they want.
That's nice.
Yeah. All they have to do to get that is leave a review and put your Instagram handle or your Facebook name so that I can find you and contact you after, and write about the charity that you want to give back to in the post, and I'll contact you and you can just win cash monies. It's pretty simple and a great way to start off your new year because you're giving back, you're being charitable.
Yeah, that's some good karma.
You get some money in your bank account. Like, that's a win-win for everybody.
Who doesn't want that?
I don't know. Now, apparently the people who aren't leaving reviews. So
seriously, people get on your game.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people's New Year's resolution is to make more money. And that's an easy way to do that. And another resolution that a lot of people have is to find a partner.
Ooh.
So Bustle. I always mess that up. I think it's the B and the L-E.
Syllables kind of.
Yeah, Bustle.
Bustle, Bumble.
Erica's place of work. Mm-hmm. Actually did a survey last year of their readers. And they were kind of, you know, asking them what they were making their New Year's resolutions about. And 33% of those people said that they want to better their relationships or find a partner. Those were really, really common resolutions. And so today we are going to kind of talk you through how to get a partner, specifically on dating apps, because I think that's how most people are meeting these days.
Yeah.
But it's a complicated road.
It is a complicated
road. And I know that we both met our significant others on dating apps.
Oh, so true.
But we also both spent a significant amount of time on dating apps prior to meeting our partner. So we're going to get into that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What a roller coaster.
It is. Mm-hmm. And I used to be like embarrassed about saying that I was on an app.
Oh my gosh. The humiliation for a while was so real.
I just like didn't want that to be part of my like quote unquote story.
Yeah.
You know, like when I did meet
it's not
Prince
a meet
Charming.
Cute.
Yeah, it's not super cute,
mm-mm,
right?
Mm-mm.
No, how do you tell that at your wedding or to your grandchildren?
Totally.
These are things that I take into consideration.
Not to mention, how long were you on dating apps? If you don't mind me asking.
I got on dating apps, I think like right when, very shortly after Tinder started. I was, so right after 2013?
Probably, yeah. I think I got on there around the same time. And the stigma was just like so different than it is now. I feel like now it's much more normalized. A lot of people meet their partners online.
Yes.
And it's not such a weird thing. But I feel like back then, like to say that you were doing online dating was like, oh my gosh.
Or what? If you met a significant other on a dating app, people like talked freaked about it. I remember a friend being like, oh my God, that guy, he met his girlfriend on Tinder. And it was like it was a thing.
It was totally a thing.
And so I think like that stigma stuck with me a little bit.
Yeah.
And now that I've met somebody who I am obsessed with and love and care about,
it's not a thing at all.
I don't care. I really don't care.
Don't you honestly like forget sometimes that you met that person online?
I say that I forget all the time. I'll be like, isn't it crazy
like
one of us could have easily, I mean, obviously he wouldn't have swiped, you know, left on me, but like.
But sometimes like he could accidentally.
Have. Yeah. What if his hand slipped?
What if
you know?
It was a butt swipe?
I mean, who knows?
Who knows? Anything is possible.
Yeah. I don't care at all now. And it is crazy. And I definitely think like, I don't know about you, and I think we can sort of like get into this, but it was not an easy road. Like I think some people who like dip into the dating app arena, you know, the dating app game, they're like, oh, I'm just going to swipe right and I'm going to
get matched.
Yeah. I'm going to meet the man of my dreams or whatever it may be, or the woman of my dreams. And I think it's definitely a little bit of a more rocky road.
Totally.
Than that.
Yeah, for sure.
I wish that was the case.
But do you?
No, I mean, yes. Like going on a lot of bad dates definitely prepared me for where I'm at now. Like you see what you don't like. You see what you do like.
Yeah, it's like good life learning.
Yeah, and then you appreciate what you have a lot more because you know what else is out there.
Oh my gosh, totally. Totally.
One of the dates that I... went on before I met my boyfriend now. We met at a bar and it was really weird. So I have two different parts of this story because both were bizarre. So he acted like he didn't know what I did. And even though it like said it on my profile and was asking all of these questions and like really trying to understand it. And then later in the date, he was like, oh yeah, by the way, like I know your stuff and like, no. I followed you and like, da, da, da. So he would like ask.
Did he know you before he swiped on you or did he swipe on you?
He knew me before.
Why act like you don't know?
I would have been like totally flattered if he had said, I watched your videos or whatever.
So much creepier to come out of the blue.
Yeah. I think you came out by accident, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was super awkward, but he asked me during the date. He was like, so what are you looking for in a partner? And I was like, okay, it's not the best question to ask on a first date, but it's fine.
Sure.
So I was like, you know, somebody who's really smart and somebody who's funny and somebody who's really good hearted, you know, like that's really important to me to find somebody who's really just kind and has a good soul. He was like, yeah, I mean, that stuff's important, but I feel like that's what everybody says.
No.
And I was like,
definitely,
okay.
That's not what everyone
says.
But
also, like, who cares? You know, like, okay, everybody wants to find a smart, funny, kind partner. Like, who cares? Okay, I still want it.
Did you ask him the same question?
So he offered.
Oh.
He offered his answer.
Okay, I want to hear this uber original.
And it was clearly practiced.
Of course.
You know when people say things and they think they're sounding so profound.
Totally.
And you can just tell that with each pause he took, he thought he was saying something with so much depth. He's like, for me, it's so much more than that. You know, like, you know, when you're lying next to somebody after sex. And he said it like that too.
No.
He's like, after sex.
No.
And you're just talking about life. Like, that's when you know you met like the right person. And like that would have been enough for me. But then I just like stayed quiet because I've learned through doing this job and through interviewing people, if you stay quiet, people want to fill that space.
Totally.
And so I was like, let me just let him allow to fill that space. He's like, you know how like guys are like normally after sex, they just want to leave. But if you want to stay around, wow, you've met like the right person. Like that's like the real deal. Cause you're, like, usually like after I have sex, like I don't want to stick around. I don't want to talk to them. But if I want to talk to them, I mean, wow. And I'm like, what do you think is going to happen after this? Do you think I'm going to be like, oh yeah, let's have sex now. And then see if find we out still if we want to talk to each other. Oh, please let me be the one.
Like, I mean, I'm not here to knock casual sex at all. But
me neither.
Does he know that he can also find that without having sex with someone? Like you can discover if you want to talk to someone.
Also, you can have casual sex and still want to talk to the other person.
Totally.
Not want to totally just like hit it and quit it. You know what I mean?
What an insane thing to say to someone on a first date.
It was like so bizarre, but it had the way he was squinting his eyes.
Oh my gosh. He thought he was like.
He thought he was blowing my mind. I like walked out and I couldn't even make it to my car before I was calling my best girlfriend being like, you will never believe what just happened to me. This was right before I met my current boyfriend where I called her like right after that date too. I was like, oh my God, you're never going to believe what just happened to me. It's like totally different tones, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Going on dates like that can be very discouraging.
Yeah.
And can sort of dissuade you from being in the online dating world. And I remember when we met, mm-hmm. you and I, and we met at an event that was mm-hmm. actually hosted by Tinder mm-hmm. and Bustle and Elite Daily. And you, I'm allowed to say that, right?
Yeah, okay, no, oh, totally.
Just promo.
I just always think it's so sweet that in a way we met. Because of online dating.
Wow, I swiped right on you. That's beautiful.
I swiped right on you too.
But I remember so distinctly you talking about your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you mentioning that you guys had met on a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
And you met on Tinder,
we met on
right?
Tinder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And
we beat the algorithm.
Yeah, you did. And I honestly, I remember feeling so much hope from that story. Because I was like, wow, she met somebody who she is... You are in love with your boyfriend.
I love him.
You speak about him so passionately and in such an endearing way. And I think that gave me hope. So I hope that this podcast, this episode can give other people hope. Because
yeah,
it can
totally.
It's hard. Like everybody does want to find love.
Yeah.
You know, and wants to find that connection. Whether that's you find that connection through casual hookups or you find that connection through, you know, a serious relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody wants to feel connection and wants to feel love in this world.
Yeah. And I think that's something that people need to think about with a lot more nuance when they come to online dating. Because I think that a lot of times we come to online dating with a lot of different expectations about what we want. And like, if you want a boyfriend out of it, that's fine. If you want casual sex out of it, that's fine.
Right.
But it's important to just accept that whatever you want is what you want. And like, you may or may not get it in the timing that you think you're going to get it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like just accept kind of like what I said about 2019, like you got to kind of accept the process. And I think a lot of times people put so much pressure on like, this isn't working for me. I've mm-hmm. been doing this for 3 months and it's not working, you know? And then they blame online dating when really it's just a means rather than, you know, the end all be all way of meeting a partner.
Yeah. And that 3 months burnout is actually very real. One out of every 10 online daters will give up after 90 days.
Oh my gosh.
As reported by Statistic Brain. So yeah.
That's so funny.
10% of people are just like done after 90 days. And I totally
get it.
Agree with that. I've
totally.
Definitely gone in like online dating like ons and offs where I was just like, oh, I'm done with this.
Totally.
I can't do it anymore.
And I think that's healthy. That's totally healthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You have to like give yourself a break and then remind yourself why you're on it, whether that be casual dating or you want something more serious. I also think like being honest with yourself and being patient, right?
Yeah.
Like you're talking about is really important. But I also think being honest with the people that you meet.
Yes.
Right?
1,000%.
Whether that's casual or something more serious, saying like, this is what I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my current boyfriend, like we talked very early on, like we, like I am looking to have a serious relationship, you know? Yep. And then you have that foundation, because if the other person doesn't want that, then you're wasting your time, you're wasting their time.
And I think that's why so many people get burnt out and they get frustrated, because they go on these dates, they go on one date, they're like, oh, I like this person. I'm not going to open up about how I really feel because I don't want to scare them and I don't want to push them away. And then 3, 4, 5 dates down the road, when things don't progress the way they want them to, they feel frustrated. When in reality, if you would have just told someone how you feel and what you're actually looking for, there's a much greater likelihood that you could either say goodbye before you get hurt and not even move on with that person, or move down a road that you both want.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember you interviewed me during that event that we were both at? Do you remember what I said was my tip for dating? It's okay. I'll tell you what it was.
I do remember. You would pay.
No? Not me. Definitely not me. No, that was another girl, but that's okay.
No, someone
else said that she would always pay on the first date.
Okay, I remember who that was.
Yeah.
And I know why I'm linking you guys together, but that's another story. Blonde? No, she wasn't blonde. Mm-mm.
Oh.
I'll tell you off the bat.
Okay. It just got personal. I said be efficient.
Oh, yes.
I said be efficient because I think that, like, being honest with what you want and being honest about who you are.
Yes.
Is the best way to find, because you're not going to, I don't want to waste my time with somebody who, I don't want to waste their time either.
Totally.
With somebody who I feel like I can't, like, quote unquote, let the crazy out.
For sure.
Or am not being my full self with, or not being honest about what I want and for my future. In, you know, 6 months down the road, and a year down the road, and 10 years down the road, you know?
Because at what point is that going to be okay to, if you can't let that out in the beginning, at what point is that going to be okay to let that out?
Yeah. At what point do you say, by the way,
this is who I really am?
I think there are moments definitely in a relationship where, like, things come out.
Yeah. And
you're just, or you have a reaction to something where you're like, oh shit, this is who I really am. I had a moment this past week, with my significant other, where I think he saw a side of me that, like, I was not proud of, and that, like, isn't part of my normal every day. I had a temper tantrum and locked myself in a room. I should let everybody know that it was over football, touch football. Yeah. Not
I
proud
will
of
say,
it.
Yesterday, last night. Yeah. So this is very fresh. So we kind of have our chores divvied up. Mm. And Seth usually handles laundry.
Yeah.
And sometimes he will let laundry sit in the basket for too long. And yesterday,
he's not doing his chore right.
I mean, I have a lot of grace because I love him. But anyway, so he had let some stuff sit in the basket for a little too long. And so yesterday I went and I was, like, folding everything to start putting it away. And he had walked by and saw me doing it and then, like, went into the other room. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm doing your chore. You should come help me right now.
Yeah.
And so I walked out with his towels and I was like, are you busy? And he was like, no, why? And I was like, can you hang these up? And, like, threw them at him. And he was like, he just, the thing that I love about him though is that he just started laughing and was like, that was really sweet. Like, why? You could have just told me to come help you. Like, you didn't need to just, like, give me a specific directive to do. And I was just like, oh, that's really precious that you just, like, laughed instead of, like, starting a fight with me.
That's beautiful.
And then he came and he helped me.
That is beautiful. See, because that's what you can get if you get on your dating app.
But
game.
You just gotta find someone who will accept your weirdness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
For sure.
That's a big one. So let's give some, like, tangible advice for listeners who are trying to find their honey on an app. So, like, let's start with the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Profile. What do you put? Ooh. What are you looking for? Break it down.
Man, that's a good question. I think in terms of profile, I feel like, you know, it's so hard because I feel like everybody should just be true to who they are. Like, I feel like the hard thing is that a lot of times you want to put a persona of who you are, kind of like we said, of, like, you know, maybe being, like, super sexy, or maybe, like, being really, have a lot of puns in your bio or something like that.
Oh, I would fall for that.
But if that's who you really are.
Yeah, that would get me instantly.
Sexy puns.
Sexy puns.
Yeah, I mean,
That's a pun in itself.
I think people maybe put too, what I'm trying to say is yes. I think people put too much thought into what their profile should say. Yeah. When in reality, it's like, just be natural. Think about who you are, what your values are, make sure those things are reflected and yeah. call it a day.
I also think like be true to yourself and be true to the way you look. You know, yes. I feel like so many people like, look, we all have insecurities mm-hmm. and we're all self-conscious and we want to put our best face forward. I'm with you.
Totes.
But also don't put, you know, a picture with you and sunglasses on, you know?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Be.
Don't have like, a profile picture that's like all like 10 of your friends. And then people have to like match photos out and figure out who's
yeah.
who.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Whew. No, I think it's like my first profile picture was like close up of my face.
Yep.
Plain smiling.
Yep.
You know, because I wanted like that's how I feel like I am on most days, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Not on some days, not on the day I threw a temper tantrum, but on other days I'm pretty smiley. So I wanted to like put that forward. And I know for my boyfriend, he had a picture of himself looking good. I mean, he's a good looking man. And then he had a picture of him being outdoorsy. Yep. And then he had a picture with his grandma. And then I was like, sold. But it's not, you know, it wasn't like an act. Like he
totally.
FaceTimes with his grandma once a week, which like, melts my heart, you yeah. know? And so that was like very true to him. You totally. Know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
like showing like the different sides of you is important. Like I had a picture where I'm like, I look fine, but not great, but it was me with Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
You know? And so totally. Like, this is a side of me here. Here's a picture.
Totally.
Here's a picture, pictorial representation, you know?
Yeah. I think being realistic to like show what your life is about, mm-hmm. what your values are about.
What was your main profile picture?
Gosh, this is a couple of years ago now. I feel like my main profile picture was probably just like a selfie of me. Maybe it was me doing some kind of comedy thing. Mm. I will say, I feel like I changed my profile photos pretty frequently.
Oh, interesting.
I like to play with it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's important to definitely like pay attention to your profile,
mm-hmm.
but also pay attention to who you're picking.
Yeah.
Like don't just worry about being chosen.
Mm-hmm.
Like pay attention to who you're picking
yep.
and pick based off like we're talking about like values
mm-hmm.
versus always like the aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
You
totally.
Know? Like there are some very good looking guys that I like, you know, had come across who then in their like next photo was a picture of them and I could see their, you know, pubic hair because they were showing oh, off God. Too much of their abs and whatever. Like, yes, you're good looking, but like not for me.
I don't need to see
not
that.
The pubic hair part. Like, that's fine. Do what you want. But like, I don't need to see it in a photo. You're dating.
Yeah, totally.
Not yet. You know?
Totally.
Too soon.
Totally.
Too soon.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, I don't remember very much about Seth's dating profile, but I do remember that one of the things that was in his bio was he said something about like, I think I'm a good person and I'm just looking for someone else who is a good person, like trying to do good in the world. And I was like,
ooh,
that's really sweet. Like for a guy to say that in his bio, that's very genuine.
And did you message him first or did he message you first?
You know, I don't remember, but he says that he messaged me first. Mm. I do remember matching with him and thinking, this guy's too attractive for me. I'm not gonna.
Oh, don't think that.
Every girl has their moments, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
I'm like, we're on an even playing field.
Yeah.
I folded the laundry one time. We're even.
We're even.
But I remember being like, I'm not gonna reach out to this guy. Like, if he wants to talk to me, he can reach out. So I believe that he probably did reach out to me. But
and do you know what the message contained? Because I feel like that first message, especially with so many girls are on Bumble. And so they're sending out that first message. And that first message can be, which is unfortunate, a make it or break it.
Yeah.
You know? And if it's a break it, like that guy wasn't worth your time anyway. So move on.
I know.
I think the first message is important.
I don't remember what we talked about at all.
You could look back on it. We just recently did that.
I tried to.
Oh,
yeah. I think because we both deactivated our...
Oh.
We didn't just delete them. We deactivated them. And I think that...
Clears it.
Clears everything. Because I tried.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so sad.
I know. Wow. It's okay. You're still where you are at now. Yeah. I think... So we recently looked back at our messages. And I think what stood out is that he was really good at he messaged me first. Not that I'm opposed to messaging anybody first, but that just was how the cookie crumbled.
Yeah.
And asked questions. I think asking questions and maintaining engagement is really important.
Yeah.
And we were both sort of like good at, you know, answering the question and then following up with, you know, Andrew, but also, you know, here's another question for you.
I also, one reason why I feel like I probably don't remember what we talked about is because I feel like at that point in my online dating journey, I had kind of gotten to the point where I was like, I'm not going to have long conversations with people. I'm going to have these conversations in person. So I know that it was the time between we started texting and when we met was like pretty slim. And I don't think that we communicated very much.
Well, let's unpack that a little bit because I know for guys, like my guy friends have told me that they try to get girls to meet them off the app like very soon. They don't want the conversation to go on for too long or to fizzle and never meet up. They think it's really important. They always, like, they told me that they get advice to get off the app as soon as possible. I'm personally very anti that. Like, I want to talk to you for a period. I want to understand who I'm meeting.
Yeah.
I want to know you're not a serial killer. And then we can meet up. Like, I always, like, I asked my boyfriend for his last name right before we met up. I'm like, in the Uber, I was like, by the way, like, what is your last name? So I can make sure he was a real human.
Yeah. The reason why because I started out that way. And the reason why I moved away from that was, and this could just be a personal thing, but I have such an imagination that I found that with guys that I would text a lot beforehand, I would put so much time and energy into imagining what this person was actually like and kind of creating
like a fantasy
of this person that then was very rarely matched in person.
So would you offer that as advice for people on dating apps is to say, get off, as long as you look out for red flags and make sure they're,
I mean, like
check
I would
their social media.
Tell like my friends and my roommates, like, hey, I'm going on a date. Like, just to let you know, this is
where
we're going.
Turn on Find My Friends.
Yeah. Always go somewhere public. Like, make sure, you know.
Especially in LA, that's so hard because I feel like guys in LA, their first date idea is a hike.
No.
Bad idea. Go into a mountain with no service, with no humans to hear you screaming on a first date. Do not do that.
I also would try to do a lot of like daytime dates or like morning dates for first dates.
Morning dates? What do you? My roommate does
breakfast
brunch
or coffee.
Dates. Oh, I would never do that.
Really?
One, because I have a boyfriend who I love and adore. I know, but like even him, we don't eat breakfast together. I'm not a big breakfast person.
I'm like so appalled right now.
I don't want to like see you in the morning. Like I'm doing stuff in the morning.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I want to have my coffee. I want to have a good poop. I want to go to the gym. Like I don't mean like
9 a.m. I mean like 10:30, 11.
No, I'm working by then. I got stuff to do.
On the weekends?
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like this isn't that crazy, Hannah.
I don't know. I don't want to see you in the morning. I look better at nighttime anyway.
All right,
you know.
Great.
But I've heard a lot of people do that. But I had really, like, I went on coffee dates and those were always like no bueno for me. Not because like I needed like the liquid courage because I don't drink a lot on first dates because one, you can start seeing with your beer goggles, which is never good.
Totally.
And two, like you want to be in a safe situation. Mm-hmm. But I felt like I couldn't be as present during coffee dates because it was in the middle of the day. And I was thinking, like, I'm a very daytime worker. Like I work when the sun is up and then when it goes down, that's my free time.
Yeah.
I kind of work, I don't know, with the sun, you know?
Yeah.
And so for me, I was always like, okay, this has been an hour. I need to go do X, Y, Z.
Right.
You know, this is taking up my time. I need to be with my dog or I need to do this. Whereas nighttime, I'm like,
this
is my free time.
That makes sense.
Now I can be present and be in it.
Yeah.
So I feel like, but I think it's really a matter of like figuring out what works for
you. Yeah. I went on night dates too.
And not being afraid to suggest that.
Totally.
Like if somebody's like, oh, let's get drinks and that's not really your style, be like, no, let's get coffee.
Right.
You know?
I mean, even one thing, it's funny that I'm even suggesting this because this is not how Seth and I met at all. But one thing that I did really like that I would definitely say as a piece of advice is like, if you don't like sitting across from somebody and having, you know, a conversation with a stranger, if that's intimidating to you, like offer to get coffee and go for a walk in a park. Or like, I remember one time.
A very populated park.
Yeah, totally though. Yeah. I remember one day I went out with a guy and I brought donuts from my neighborhood and he brought coffee and we walked around Echo Park Lake. And that was like super fun.
That is fun.
Yeah. And it was like sunny outside. It was nice. I felt safe.
One of my best first dates, no offense to my boyfriend, in a different life, was he was like, let's play like one-on-one basketball at a rec park.
Yeah.
And like, that was like fun.
So fun.
It was like, we could talk, but it wasn't like we were like facing each other and it was competitive.
Totally. Yeah.
You know, like that was like very enjoyable, or like do the arcade or something like that where you're
moving. Yeah. And then you don't feel so like tied to having to be interesting or like keep a conversation moving.
Does it feel like an interview?
Yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So who suggested to get off the app? You or Seth? Do you know?
I think that it was probably me because I was such like, I was in such a mood of just being like, because I was going on a lot of dates.
And how many dates do you think you went on before?
Before I
met Seth?
Oh, like total? I think I went on like over 400 dates.
Shut up.
Yeah.
How many dates were you going on a week?
It depends, but I was probably going on like 2 or 3 a week.
Y'all, they say it's a numbers game and
it's a fucking numbers game. It's a numbers game.
Erica says yes.
But here's the thing. Cause when I started, I was like I had not dated very much in school. Like every relationship I had was like a long-term situation. Mm-hmm. And so like the idea of going on dates was like horrible to me. And so when I started, I hated it. I thought it was the worst. It was so uncomfortable. I always worried about what people thought about me. But at some point, I think I just like snapped and was like, you know what? I have to get off this. And then when I got back on, I was like, I have to see this as a fun, fun, silly, silly thing for me to do.
Yeah.
And even if dates are bad, I'm going to go. I'm going to be like an entertaining little interviewer. And it's going to be fascinating for me.
You're going to get such a good story.
And I'm going to have such good stories when I walk away. And having that change of mind of being like, I'm not expecting to get a relationship from this per se. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this because it's entertaining and I'm getting good stories was so interesting to me because I actually look at that as something that made me like a much more confident person in life in general. I feel like I can go into any setting now and be able to connect with people and chat and like get to know people who may maybe
you
not be my.
You took an improv class, essentially.
Yeah.
It's like a good class in improvisation.
Totally. And, it's like communications 101. Yeah, totally. I feel like as much as it sounds crazy for me to be like, I went on like over 400 dates. Like now I feel like that was like one of the best life experiences I've ever had because it completely changed the way that I see like social circumstances.
I agree with you. And I also think that probably going into dates with that mentality made you that much more attractive and more discerning.
Yeah.
Do you know? Because I think like going on dating apps when you're feeling at your loneliest and your worst is the worst idea.
Right.
Because I know it's so tempting and I know that there were nights where I was like crying in my bed, like downloading Hinge or whatever. But when you're in that state of scarcity and you're in that state of depression, frankly, that is what you're gonna like attract.
And
you know,
can feel
and
that.
People can feel it. And then you're going on a date and you're like so badly wanting that. And then you're either that much more disappointed when you don't find it, or you're like, you know, trying to, you know, pick at threads and trying to find somebody who may be some sort of like that because you want it so badly.
Totally.
And then you could end up in a very like toxic relationship or a bad relationship or some in a relationship with somebody who doesn't, you know, recognize your worthiness.
Totally. It's so important to, when you're doing online dating, constantly remind yourself of who you are, what you want. And then everything else is just about getting to know somebody else. That's it.
Yeah.
You don't have to sell yourself. You don't have to prove who you are or make yourself seem more worthy than you are.
I actually think that going into that first date, not trying to prove yourself, especially with the way you dress and the way you look, is a really crucial part too. Like I went on all my first dates in Converse and very little makeup.
Yep.
Yeah. Cause I was like, you know what? Like, this is going to be me. I don't wear heels ever in real life. And I don't want to like present something. And I don't also like want this dude to think that I'm, you know, going all out for him.
Right.
And I don't even know him. Like I'll go out for a guy, all out for a guy who I know and I love and appreciate.
Totally.
But for somebody I don't know, why would I spend my time doing that?
Yeah. I'm just getting to know you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So I think that's really good. And then I think like getting off the app at an appropriate time. Like don't go like a month talking unless that makes you feel more comfortable. But getting off the app at an appropriate time, I think is crucial too. Like don't be that, you know, Tinder couple who was, what was it? They were dating, like talking for 2 years and then Tinder.
What?
Yeah, like very sporadically. And then Tinder sent them on a date to Hawaii.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think it worked out. Maybe because they weren't talking that much. They were ghosting each other.
But like, that's kind of the thing is like, sometimes you can really build up like who this person is. Yeah. If you're talking to them for 2 years, you think that you have an idea of who they are when in reality it's like,
yeah,
you don't really know somebody until you're in a room with them, interacting with them as humans, you know?
Yeah. And I would also venture to say that you don't necessarily really know somebody after the first date.
No.
Like I think, like I'm definitely somebody who makes a lot of decisions based off my gut.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm very quick to decide things.
Yeah.
But I think I probably, through my dating experience, cut people too soon
before
because everybody's awkward on a first date.
Yeah.
And they're peacocking to some extent.
Right.
And giving somebody who you get along with enough a second chance,
mm-hmm.
or a second date, I guess I should say, I think is also really important.
Yeah, for sure.
I know, like, my first date with my current boyfriend, like, it was fine. We had really great conversation, but it wasn't like, oh my God, love at first sight. This is the person I'm with for the rest of my life.
Right,
you know?
Right. And I mean, I don't want to give too broad of a generalization, but I feel like the people who the first date that I went on where I was like, this is the love of my life. Like a few dates in, I realized, oh my gosh, they are like crazy narcissists or they have some other like wild personality issue going on.
Interesting.
So sometimes
I wonder why that is.
I think some people can just be really, really charming.
Mm.
And so sometimes you got to really get to know somebody first before you realize that they're special.
So how long did it take you to realize that Seth was special?
Well, that's a good story. we went on one date and it's funny because after our first date, we left and I was like, this guy is too good to be true. He is so great. And I was like, I need to just like make out with this guy because I don't know if I'm going to see this guy again. So we walked outside together. I like waited and waited for way too long for him to kiss me. He didn't kiss me. And I was
rude.
Like, this jerk, what in the world? And so he was like, I'd really like to get together with you again, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, whatever, you didn't kiss me. So we left. He texted me like almost immediately after he got home. So cute. And we ended up seeing each other, I think, 2 days later.
Mm.
And within like probably a week, I think we went on 5 dates.
Wowza.
And then after that, we both were like, okay, we're getting off the apps. So I feel like I don't like to say when you know, because I think that's gross and wrong. But I feel like in a sense, I could kind of tell that I was like feeling safe and comfortable with him and that he was a different kind of person.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to disagree with you. I know. I'm sorry.
I mean,
I think when you know, you know. I think you can challenge yourself because I think sometimes we get like our rose-colored glasses on.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Totally.
And I had gotten this advice actually from a friend who met her current husband on a dating app.
Yeah.
She said she knew really early on that she was going to date this guy for a really long time. And she, you know, she was obsessed with him, you know, right off the bat. And she had gotten advice to then go on another date. Like right after.
Okay.
You know, because if you have that first date and you're like, oh my God, he's amazing, da, da, da.
Yeah.
Go on another date.
With the same person or with someone else?
No, with somebody else. Yeah, with somebody else. Go on a different date and that'll confirm.
Okay.
That,
interesting.
That. So
I did go on other dates.
Yeah,
with
I
people.
Went.
Yeah.
My boyfriend doesn't know this, but I went on another date. And
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but then it was like, I remember texting my friend and I texted her. I was like, why am I going on, like, why did I go on this date? Like, this guy isn't, you know, my boy, like,
right.
It's not him.
Right.
I don't know why I'm wasting my time. Like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And it was obviously super early on, But I remember being like, oh no, I found this amazing person. Why would I like
go out with someone else? Yeah.
Yeah. Even like, you know, think about that.
Yeah. My point is I don't like the phrase when you know, because I think that sometimes it creates
pressure.
Yeah. A weird pressure and maybe like a false expectation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. I hear you.
I do think that there's a sense of like, and some kind of internal knowing.
Yeah.
I just have like a weird opposition to the phrase when you know, you know.
Yeah. And I think it takes time to recognize that you know. Yeah. Like I think in retrospect, I knew things earlier.
Right.
And then in the moment, I don't necessarily know if I knew.
Totally.
But I feel like, you know, after my second date with my boyfriend, I left being like, who is this person? And like, how does he exist? And I feel like I haven't stopped asking that question every single day until now, you know? And I feel like that was that second date. I was like, oh, I'm going to be with this person for a long time. Like I just knew, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he pinpoints that date too as like when he's like, oh, I'm going to date this person. Like,
totally.
Yeah. And I think like you just sort of like, whether you know, you're like, oh, I don't know if you're going to like, you know, have grandchildren together, but like, you know that you're going to have a significant relationship with that person.
Totally.
And I think listening to that is important too, because I think sometimes we get so in our head about commitment. Or questioning how we're feeling about something, or maybe we have an idea of what our partner is going to look like, or what he's going to do for a living, or how he's going to act in this. And maybe that person doesn't fit that. And I think we can get so caught up in that that sometimes we don't listen to our gut or our, you know, quote unquote,
totally.
Knowing.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Yeah. So I think it's important to be like, listen to yourself and be honest with yourself. Again, be honest with the other person. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think like I was super vulnerable on our second date. Like I talked about things that were very private and vulnerable, and he matched that and he reciprocated that. And I think like being honest and open, like fostered a better relationship, you know, down the road. And I remember thinking like, oh, like put everything on the table. Like first date, I was like, are you a feminist? You know, I was like, what's going up? I like asked him to meet my grandma on the fifth date. I was like, there were no bars held. Like I was like, this is who I am. This is how I roll. Either you're with me or not.
Yeah.
You know, but I was like, please be with me.
I mean, I feel the same.
But please.
I feel the same way. I feel like one of the things that really set apart my relationship with Seth early on from other people I was going on dates with was that I feel like every single time I was like 100% myself with him, it was welcomed and accepted rather than being kind of like, you know, anything that I said was kind of like, oh yeah, like I can vibe with that and he would share. And that like feeling of like safety and security was so unusual and kind of like unmatched from other dates that I went on in a sense that made me be like, oh, okay, like this is good.
I think that's the state of knowing. I remember on our third date, I like halfway through the date, I was like, oh shit, I'm on a date right now. Like I had forgotten because we were having so much fun and the conversation was, it was like so easy that I had completely forgot that I was on a date very early on, you know? And I just, because it was so easy and it just like, I was like, oh, like I feel like I know this person,
totally.
You know? And it just was very... just flowed.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
And so I think that's sort of how you can filter on dating apps. Like if things are flowing, like if the conversation is flowing and messages, and if the conversation on your first date is flowing, like I think that can be sort of an indicator. Mm-hmm. And getting to that point is not easy.
It's not.
And I think like, I know my roommate is doing online dating and she gets very discouraged.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is stupid. You know, this guy sucks or this guy, you know, whatever. And I so empathize with that because I was there where I was like, every guy I met, you know, sucked. And people were telling me that my standards were too high. You know, I think that's something that we tell women a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you just, you know, your expectations are too high.
Right.
Or whatever. And it's like, no, maintain your expectations, maintain your standards.
Right.
And persevere. And eventually you will find somebody who, you know, suits you. Or better yet, you'll find yourself through the process.
Totally.
You know, like you will be able to better understand who you are and what you need in life and what you desire.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, paramount to living a fulfilled and loving life.
Totally.
And then like, cool if somebody else joins your gang.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't say enough that if you're angry at online dating, you should not be doing online dating.
Yeah.
Because you're not helping yourself and you're not helping anyone else.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I mean, look, I tell this story time and time again. Like I was just kind of bullshitting on online dating and, you know, kind of dating here and there.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend set a date for the day after 4th of July. I don't know who does that. but so we both could have easily flaked.
Yeah.
I mean, it's LA. We both could have easily flaked, but we were, you know, both went and like here, you know, like here we are now. And I just think that like, there's so many different little things that could happen or could not happen that lead you to somebody if that's what you so desire. And so just keep at it and remember that that's kind of how it works and that sometimes it is a process.
Mm-hmm.
Like you and I have both been in toxic relationships.
Oh my gosh.
We've both been on a jillion online dating app dates. And yet we're still both like now madly in love. And like, it just, everybody takes a different journey.
Yeah. And I, honestly, like I wouldn't have traded those 400 dates for anything. Like now that I have those in my pocket and I have all those memories, like I'm so glad. I'm literally so thankful for them.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Being grateful for that. And maybe I know it's hard in the moment to be, have gratitude for those shitty dates.
Yeah.
But being able to look back
mm-hmm.
at that, I think, is powerful and an important reminder for people who are in the midst of it now, people who are in the trenches.
Yeah, totally.
We're in solidarity with you.
For sure.
We know what it's like. So if that is your resolution, hopefully some of this advice and some of these tips will help you.
Yeah.
And if you have more questions, you guys can always DM us at Erica Abdellatif, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And at Hannah Cranston. Erica, I know this is a lot of people's New Year's resolutions, right? To meet a partner. But one of my New Year's resolutions is actually to tap into my curiosity more.
Hmm.
And so as a part of that, I want to learn more about the people in my life and the people I have on the show.
Cute.
So I'm going to ask you 5 rapid fire questions that you can answer in a word or phrase, however you feel best.
Mm-hmm.
What is one thing that you couldn't live without?
A comfy bed.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
What drives you?
Money.
Okay.
I'm being honest.
I like it. I dig it. Get that money. What keeps you positive?
I think just like a sense that like there has to be something bigger than us and we're all part of something that connects us and something that's really beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that.
I feel like I'm the guy from that date that's
let
like
that sink in.
I just feel like
no, you're much more profound than that. What or who inspires you?
Women.
Yes.
All the women right now, the women who just got sworn in to Congress.
Amen.
Oof, all those women are keeping me alive right now.
Oh, I love that. And what is your intention? It can be an intention for today. It can be an intention for tomorrow or for your lifetime.
An intention. I think my intention is to love people well and to just every day try to be more and more authentically who I am.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. All right, guys, please be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a single episode. Also, please, please, please rate and review this podcast. I'll be giving shout outs and reading some of your comments. So be sure to do that. And just a reminder, we'll be coming at you every Wednesday. So buckle up because it's going to be too much to handle. See you next week.